Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The standoff involving Market Basket employees, the current CEOs, and the company's board of directors enters a critical phase this week. Market Basket has ordered some 50 employees to return to work tomorrow or they won't get paid. Meanwhile, the supermarket chain is planning to hold a job fair to hire replacement workers. Market Basket employees have responded by planning a massive rally for Tuesday to repeat their demand that former CEO Arthur T. Demoulas be rehired. Josh Higgins works for Market Basket and joins us now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
So how long have you worked for the company and what's your job?
I've worked for the company since 1996. I'm a regional produce supervisor.
And I understand that you're one of the associates who received a certified letter demanding you return to work tomorrow in order to get paid. And what's your reaction to that?
I was a little ticked off, to be honest with you. I don't even think they know who I am. This is Jim Gooch and Felicia Thorne I'm speaking of. I don't even think they know who I am and what I do.
Why do you think that you're anonymous to them?
No, I've been in stores all week. You know, I am a produce district manager. There is no produce in the stores to speak of. And more importantly, there's no customers. So I don't know what they want me to do for work. But my job duties are to go to the stores and make sure the produce department's well merchandised, the produce is fresh, the department's clean, and more importantly, that the customers are being serviced 100%. Well, I'm out here, but there's no customers.
So tell me more about what it's been like to be at Market Basket these past weeks.
You know, everything's changed. It's just been a hostile work environment. We've had a lot of, you know, threats from Felicia Thornton and Jim Gooch. Yeah, it's just been a rough go these last couple of weeks, for sure.
So those are the two new CEOs. How would you characterize your relationship earlier with Market Basket?
Oh, under our former leadership with Arthur T. Demoulas and other senior and top management that has either resigned or has been fired by Felicia and Jim. Everything was great. I mean, woke up every day, knew I had plenty of work to do, loved who I worked with, and used to wake up, go to work, go about my business. We were busy, and, you know, that's all gone.
Why does it matter to you specifically that Arthur T. Demoulas return as head of Market Basket?
I'm just loyal to the man. He's been good to me, myself. He's been good to my family. He knows how to run this business.
How do you respond when people express some surprise that Market Basket workers earning what you might call ordinary wages are putting their own livelihoods at risk in support of a wealthy former CEO?
You know, most of us that work at Market Basket, we've been around a fairly long time. I mean, I've been around 19 years, and I guess that I'm still a rookie. Our culture is different than most companies, and we just, you know, we know the man. Arthur T. Demoulas, if you've worked with the company for a little time, you get to know him, and he comes in your store, and he's just a normal guy. He's a great person. He takes care of you.
It strikes me that the supermarket industry is not necessarily known as some sort of hotbed of drama. It's not a high-risk enterprise when you think about where you might want to go to work, and yet here you are with your... a lot of you with your jobs on the line. How does that strike you?
I am nervous, not going to lie. Just this interview alone, I fully expect my employment to be terminated with this company. Just the fact that I've given a couple interviews, these two CEOs, Felicia Thornton and Jim Gooch, have fired others just for speaking out against them.
So it's interesting that you are willing, this is important enough to you, to go on the record, to go public with your concerns about Market Basket, even though you feel convinced that this will be your downfall in terms of having a paycheck.
That's okay. Like I said, you know, I'm a survivor. I'll figure something else out. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll go find another job. I'll work for someone else. But I'm not going to sit here and stay quiet and just go about business as usual.
Josh, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Josh Higgins is a Market Basket employee who has been demonstrating for the return of Arthur T. Demoulas as company CEO. This is 90.9 WBUR.